before their own conference tournament last month. The Oral Roberts men's basketball team had had a good season, but not spectacular. The Golden Eagles were barely above 500 at 13-11 and had to win the Summit Showdown to get a bid to the big dance. Paul Mills' team swept the conference tourney and then rode the wave all the way to the Sweet 16. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us at WWIB.com for all the info you need to connect and support the show. Again, your gifts are tax-deductible. Fourth-year ORU head coach Paul Mills is back with me on the show today. So, Paul, it wasn't a stellar season in the Summit League for you, but the team came together at the right time. When did you see it gel?
Yeah, I mean, for us, because of COVID, we weren't able to play a conference game, and had we been able to win that conference game, we would have finished second in our conference. And so I just think it's a hard year to kind of gauge teams based upon where they finished in the ranking, simply because not everybody's schedule was the same, and you didn't play the same opponents on account of COVID. So we understood that, and we also understood that when you're in the Summit League that you have to win your conference tournament in order to represent the league in the NCAA. So for us, I mean, there was a moment during the season where guys just really encouraged one another to do what it is that they do best. And because they can do what it is that they do best, we felt that we could really flourish. And so for us, it was a road game at North Dakota State earlier in the year where guys had a team meeting and just really encouraged one another to whatever it is you do well, let's do that well, and let's not deviate and do things that we don't do well. And so from that moment on, you really saw a trust and a bond amongst the players that showcased itself out on the basketball court.
Yeah, we got to know spectacular players like Max Axmus for your team, Kevin O'Banner. Can you share how you built this team, this Sweet 16 club?
Sure. When my first year, I took the job pretty late. Was unable to recruit. Took the job May 1st after the April signing period. So we just kind of went with what we had. We knew it was going to be a tough year. And then that next year, we brought in nine new freshmen. Or nine new players. A lot of those guys were freshmen. And so we knew that was going to be tough. And then we made stride year three, made stride year four. Kevin O'Banner was part of that freshman group, that nine-man class. And four of our top six actually were. So those guys were in juniors. And then we've added pieces along the way, added Max a year ago, and started every game since he's been here, was off the ball. And this year we moved him on the ball. And he's obviously a really good facilitator, but his ability to shoot off the catch and off the bounce is kind of what makes him special. A lot of players can shoot off the catch. Not as many can shoot off the bounce. And so from that perspective, it's been really, really good to watch him flourish from a ball handling standpoint.
Yeah, you guys lit it up from the three-point line. I understand that you kind of gave the your guys a green light to drain the threes, and man, did they do that this year. So with the trip to the Sweet 16, all of a sudden expectations are high for next year's team. Can you share a little bit what your club might look like next season?
Yeah, I mean, we get everybody back. I mean, we have some guys who have really good options in regards to NBA chances, and so they'll explore those opportunities and look at them and get an idea just about where they're at. You know, the NBA does a good job. They have an undergraduate advisory committee that kind of gives you an idea about where you may slot in an NBA draft, and then the things you need to do to improve. And so it doesn't necessarily mean that guys will declare, although I kind of encourage all of our guys to declare if they're able to. But these are good problems to have because it speaks volumes about your players.
Yeah, players have options so do coaches, Paul. And you got to be one of the hottest commodities when it comes to job openings in your craft. Have you answered some phone calls from bigger schools, maybe Power 5 schools, about job openings, job vacancies?
Well, I'm committed to ORU, and a school that has a Christian mission where you can be who you are authentically and not feel as if you have to be something else that you don't feel comfortable with. So to be at a Christian school, one, I'm from the South. Baylor provided that opportunity to be at a Christian school, high-level basketball in the South, and ORU does the same thing. So I'm ecstatic and excited to be here.
All right, well, let's save that for our next sports and commentary here, Coach, and talk about the Christian ministry of ORU. You guys were celebrated on the court this year for what you did, but also badmouthed because of the Christian stand, biblical stand that your school takes. And I think we'll visit about that and the heat that you took nationally as a school, as a program, on our next sports and commentary. Talk about the victory of the cross and the risen Christ in your own life. Paul Mills, head coach at ORU, Oral Roberts men's basketball, on sports and commentary again today. God bless you, Coach.
Thank you.